Le'ez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah in Simin Lamed Vav. This is Mishnah Seifrim. We are learning Ois Dalid, starting with Ois Dalid, Mishnah number 112. Now, I have this Seifrim Mishnah Seifrim in front of me from Rav Dov Hershlita, and I'm holding it with the pictures facing the screen. For those on the audio, I will bring that.
The problem is you're not speaking into your microphone. You're fading in and out.
The microphone of the Zoom?
Whichever. Now it's better.
Okay, fine. So I'll try to speak to the microphone. I'm not going to be reading every single word necessarily from the Mishnah Seifrim, because my goal is to explain the lesson, what he's teaching us, and there are a lot of details in the words, and I want to make sure we get the point of what he's teaching us. So we have over here Ois Dalid. We start with Dalid. Okay, Ois Dalid. Tzarech shiye gago arucha v'raglo kitzara. The gag, the roof of it, has to be longer than the actual leg, because if the leg is too long, it's going to look like a chaf, like an endachaf. Okay, we don't want the dalit to look like an endachaf. That's going to be a problem. Now, ideally, the leg of the dalit should be a little towards the right. You see, it's a thinner, thinner line. Tzarech lechatchila tzarech. Shetei regel pshuta. It should be on the slant. Now, in regards to the top left of the dalid, of the gag of the dalid, the top left, there is a little koitz with a tag. A little koitz, a little line, you see that? With the tag. And the letters that the dalid is comprised of is, he says here, is kemoi vav, Sgurim ve'ekev hu kineged roish ha'vav ha'echad ve'oiketz she'al paneh hu kineged roish vav ha'shnia. So if it's like taking a dalid, it's like taking two vavs, one the gag upside down vav, and you fill in the rest of it, and then you see this picture.
Wait, you're covering the microphone at times. You're fading in and out. You're muffling.
Okay, let's continue now with the resh. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Not the resh, but rather the dalid. Because you don't want it to look like a resh. It should be more squared. The dalid has to be on the top right, has to be squared. And if it's rounded, it's going to look like a resh, and we don't want a dalid to look like a resh. If it looks like a resh, it's going to be pasul. Now, lechatchilo ein dai baze levad shiye lo zavis chado milachareo elo gam yehe lo Shom Ekev Toiv. The same way we said in the back of the bays, in the bottom right of the bays, there should be a heel to the bottom right of the bays. So too there should be a heel to the Dalit as well. The Dalit, the back top right of the Dalit should also have a heel. Okay? Furthermore, the next part of Ois Dalid is telling us that the formation of a Dalid is what we started with earlier, is that of two Vavs, a Vav on the top and a Vav on the bottom, and you combine the two together, and that's how you form a Dalid. Just like in this picture over here, he's just explaining to us how you form your letter Dalid. And if it's hard to see the Vavs, I will send that once again, bring another the picture. To the participants. Once again, I also sent out the English version that Reb Tzemach is manning on the screen, and that's what he's showing right there. He highlighted that section that it should look like two vavs. Okay, the English version here is actually fabulous as well. It's really, really good. Now, the next part of the dalit we want to discuss is that the leg of the dalit should not be too short. If the leg of the dalit is too short, it's going to look like a yud. Okay, even though it's elongated, the roof of the yud in this case would be long, but it's not a dalit and it's not a yud. It's somewhere in the middle. You know what it reminds me of? No one should be offended if they have this type of dog, but you know those hot dog dogs? You know those dogs that are, you know, elongated? You know, it's...
Dachshund.
I'm sorry?
A dachshund.
Dachshund. Okay.
Dachshund.
Dachshund. Okay. That's a dog. Oh, it sounds like French to me. Okay. But it's like, it seems like little, it's off, like, it's too long over there. Like, where's the rest of its body and its legs, right? So, you like that one? That's just what it came to mind. Okay, so that's what this dalet looks like a little weird. Like, it's just like, the base of it, the top of it, is just very long, but there's no legs. There are no legs over there. Well, that's the way I see it. Fine. Further. He says here, in the Pir Halacha, page 279, number 9, Im kosav hay bimokum dalet. If you accidentally wrote a hay in place of a dalet, you wrote a hay in place of a dalet. Ain't a kona lugror haregel ulahanicha had dalet mi'acha shenifsol v'daymet l'tzuras hay. You cannot just erase. Why not? Because by erasing here, you're forming the letter. That's not v'kosav. That's not v'kosav. That's not called writing the letter. So then there's another possibility. I'll scrape away, and I won't form my dalet by scraping away, because that's chok toichos. Chok toichos means I'm forming my letter by scraping things away. That's great, or that's scraping away. You can't do that. You have to have the kosa. So maybe the person will suggest to himself, okay, I'll widen the gag, I'll widen the roof of it, like he's doing over here. That's also not appropriate, because once again, this does not look like a dalet. It doesn't look like a dalet. This is, I don't know what it is, but it's not a dalet. Okay, so that would not help.
But you can't change a letter to another letter anyway, can you?
Well, that's exactly what he's bringing up. That's exactly his point. You cannot change a letter. He's going through the basics, you know, for those who really want the mamish to understand the basics over here. So what does he suggest to do? Sarich ligror hagag ad sheil kitzuras vav umashlima. So what you are able to do is you can scrape away the gag, and that's what he's showing on the screen on number 7a. You're scraping away the gag until it looks like a vav, and then you can refill it in the proper form. And in number 11 he explains, Oishi yigra gam haregel yamin, or scrape away the right leg. Now dalet only has one leg, the right leg of the letter. Scrape that away. Okay. And you only have the top gag. La yaj ishayr bayafilu kimala yud. Machakach yashlimenu. And, well, you actually have a little more than just the top. You have a little tiny drop as well. Can you see that on the line? Okay, you see that here in person? You see a tiny little drops coming down as well of the dalet?
Yeah.
Then you can fill it in properly. You can fill it in properly.
Is there any problem?
Yeah, so in these cases, we're saying he didn't go to the next letter yet.
Okay.
Right, so we're discussing it. What's the way to fix this letter?
Right.
If he did go to a new letter already, and he still has a letter, he's just fixing it up.
Right.
You know, just as long as you have the letter, you're allowed to fix up the right letter. And just the next piece over here is from the Be'er Halacha, that the Be'er Halacha explains that, once again, that the theme we see over here is that one letter, the right letter, the right side of a letter, in other words, Gimel and Dalet. Gimel is facing towards Dalet, and Dalet is facing towards Gimel. What I mean is as follows. The leg of the Gimel is on the slant going upwards towards the Dalet, and the leg of the Dalet is going backwards towards the Gimel. And we saw the same concept with the Beis and the Aleph. The Beis, we said, is going a little backwards towards the Aleph, and the Aleph, the leg of the Aleph, the left leg on the bottom is coming upward a little towards the base. So that's it's like this, like, I don't want to say script, it's not connected, but to some degree you have this flow coming through it. Okay, now we go to letter Hey. Okay, so the letter Hey has to have, once again, the top of it, the top left, has to have the Oikets, the point on the top, as well as the tag on the left side. And in the back of it, Yizolach Adchila Shetei Murubas has to be squared like a Dalid, not round like a Resh. So the Hey has to be square like a Dalid, not round like a Resh. But you do not have to make a heel, as we've been calling it, that extra section. You do not have to make that extra section, which is highlighted on the screen very nicely. You do not have to make that. But it should be like a point. And once again, it should not be rounded, like in this picture over here. You don't want it to be rounded, but you want it to be more squared. Now we're discussing the yud of the hay. So the yud of the hay is the dot inside. So it's really a yud, which is upside down. Now, that yud should not be too close to the hay. If it's too close to the hay, it's going to look like a what? Look like a ches.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to look like a ches, which is not connected.
Not the way we make a ches.
That's true. Let me just add something to what you said. Not the way we make a ches in the Sefer Torah, Tefillah Mezuzos. That's what you're saying.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Nonetheless, you don't want it to be too close because you can make that mistake. It could look like it's connected. So you want to have a space that an average-sized person, when he would get an aliyah, he would be able to see that there's a space in between the dalid to the yud. Now, at the same time, you don't want it to be too close. You also don't want it to be too far away, because if it's too far away, then you have a what looks like a dalid with a period. Okay. Yeah. Now, if I have to show, if I'm coming up the little yud now, then if I have to ask you what the letter is, you tell me it's a dalid.
For sure.
Right. So you say, well, of course, you're covering part of the letter. But that letter is not supposed to be too far down. It's supposed to be higher up and bigger. You see that? Even right now, this dalit, and as you'll see in the picture when I send that blinada on the screen, on the WhatsApp, on page 280, number 6, you'll see it's too far down. That's why it's going to be a problem. Now, the next thing is an absolute problem, as we've discussed in the past, it should not be touching. There should be no connection between the hey and the kuf of the inside letter, inside part of the letter, the yud of it, to the top, to the gag. Ulayt ya nekuda neged emtsa hagag, ela neged seifa. It should not be in the inside, in the middle of the gag, but rather at the edge of it. Rather at the edge of it. So you're scraping that away to write it correctly, to write it correctly before you go on to the next letter. Now, if a child, let's say you wrote the next letter, and you ask the child what letter that is, and the child says, that's a hey. So the child says it's a hey, then you have the tsura of the letter, you can scrape it away and rewrite it in the right spot. Okay, I believe that should be okay. Now we're discussing the gag of the letter. The gag, the top, the roof, should not be too long. And then let's say you wrote the gag of the hay too long. So you see what you did now? You're going to scrape away the extra part. And this way the yud will be at the edge of the letter and it'll be in the right spot. Now, the yud, which direction should be facing in? Tiyeh lechatchilo akuma tzas lamata, should be a little bent on the bottom, with sad yimin to the right side, lod sad small, and not going to the left side, pentidme lutof. Okay, so here's the problem. You want the yud going towards the inside, because if you reverse the direction that the yud is going, the yud of the hay, then what happens is that you now have the possibility of it looking like a tuff. You see that? Let's say you make it too high, too long. Looks like a tuff. I just want to point something out. I just realized it, and I don't want to get into it because it's not our topic here. But the hay is really like a hay in the yud, which is Hashem's letters of Hashem's name. Right? You see that?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Fine. We're going to go on from that topic here because that's not what we're focusing on. And then he's discussing this yud once again. It should not be too small. And he says, "V'oirich hanakudo lo yivcho is gamke me'oirich yud im oikitz." It should have the oikitz. It should have the, we'll call it the stem. Oikitz like tachlin shalah olikuvahu, and it has to have that stem. Even b'diyevet, if it doesn't have that stem, on the bottom is going to be pasul. I'm showing you the picture over here, that if it doesn't have that black part of the yud, and it just has this little dot of a yud, then it will be pasul. Even b'diav, it's going to be pasul. Certainly, lahazir la'soifrin shnechsholam b'zeh mo'id, says the Mishnah Soifrin, the Chavetz Chaim says that you have to make sure to instruct the Soifrin because, unfortunately, they many times don't make the inside of the yud of the hay. Is that clear? The yud of the hay, right? The leg, left leg, they don't make it with the proper formation.
Too small.
They make it too small without the tip of it coming up. That's the problem here. Mm. And he says that they possibly could be fixed. If the child reads the zahay, right? The child reads the zahay, then you can fix it. It's not similar to going out of order, because just like the Prima Gadim is lenient in regards to the letter Chaf Pshuta, if you made it squared, you could add a little more. If you made it squared, you could add a little more ink to round it off. Okay. Now, where should this yud of the hay with the left leg? Where should it be? Should it be flush to the bottom length of the leg of the hay of the right leg, or should it be a little in the center? The Prima Gadim is mistabek im tzarich liyois and the kudu b'soifa. Does it have to be literally at the end, at the bottom? Shavet dafka liyarech yamin. That it should be opposite the right leg, like in this picture over here. The Prima Gadim says maybe yes, not so sure 100%. Or it's okay to be a little higher, and it's like in the middle, like in this next picture, or it's in the middle. In other words, it should be lower down, but if a child reads either one is a hey, it seems like it's okay. Moving, you know what? Maybe we'll pick up with Oizvav the next time. You know, Vav, we can continue. It's not such a big one here. So Oizvav, we want it to sarich liyais raishik katzar. It has to be a short roof, a short top. Loyaisim yoivi kumus, not thicker than the thickness of a kumus of the quail. Shloy tidme l'reish. So the vav should not look like a reish. Okay, that's our concern now with regards to the vav. The vav should not look like a reish. And the leg of the vav has to be the width of two kumasim, so that it shouldn't look like a yud. Now this is the letter which we discussed, which at times is problematic when the vav is too short, looks like a yud, or the yud is too long and looks like a vav. Okay, these are the issues that we have. Don't make it too long, because then it might look like a nun sophis. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, the nun sophis really is a little different of a tsura. It's more like a long zion. See how it's in the middle over there? So like a long zion.
Yeah.
But still, you don't want to make it incorrect with making it too long, because then that's not going to be a vav. It's rather going to be the wrong letter. And for this reason, he says the right leg of the vav, which is only has one leg, the leg should be on the right side, flush to the top of the vav, because you don't want it to be in the middle looking like a zayin. Okay. Now, the top left of the face of the vav, upanel yeshava, should be straight across. It should not be going slanted down, and it should not be going slanted up. V'ragla tiye pashut tachteha, and the leg, the ragla tiye pashut tachteha, be straight line down, and it shouldn't be broken. the tip of it, like you see over near the picture, the end of the leg going down should be a point. And it shouldn't be too short, because then it looks like a yod. And if you wrote it like a dalid instead of a vav, you have to scrape away the whole entire roof and then rewrite it correctly. Okay, because that's another problem. You don't want the vav to look like a yod. You also don't want the vav to look like a dalid. Now, you could also have a problem that the vav could look like a resh. You don't want the vav to look like a resh either, because if you round it off the end of the vav. You see the top of the, you see the vav, the way the vav looks, is that the end of it is rounded off. That's like a resh. That's like a resh is also rounded off. What else can we share with you here? Okay, now, that is the end of Vav, and Mitzvah Shem, we will pick up with Zayin next time.